Stars twinkle in the night sky over a magical kingdom. A flag flutters atop the tallest spire of a fairy tale castle. Then the sky suddenly darkens, and a hazy full moon looks down on the castle turrets. The shadowy castle has a timber frame, and it overlooks a murky river surrounded by gnarled trees. Disney. The river tilts into a dark sea, then words appear in gold over its calm surface. Disney presents. A jet-black bird with red and white plumage flies over the water until dry land appears below. Beyond a carpet of trees lies a small town composed of modest, timber-framed houses. A church spire towers above, and the bird zips past its ringing bell. A caption reads, Salem, 1653. Down below, locals in pilgrim hats and bonnets are mingling on the muddy main street. The relative calm is suddenly interrupted by a red-headed, buck-toothed white teenager stomping through the crowd.
Out of my way!
The girl shoves her way through the town, knocking over buckets and startling residents. A prim-looking woman steps outside and sees the girl marching by.
No? Well, that was enough for me today.
Winifred's sons.
Winifred's sisters are waiting for her with a birthday banner.
It's mysterious goo. The Mary had the wonderful idea to mix a drop of goat's blood. And look, it's shigalith. Taste it, Winnie. Tis divine.
I cannot eat. I am too troubled. It's the Turner boys ought to be in the Haberick again? Worse. I've been told I'm getting old and I must marry John Pritchett. Reverend Trask arranged it. Said it was his duty since father died.
Did Slee say no?
Of course. Then I took the Lord's name in vain. Twice.
Thou art most wicked, Winnie.
Only a truly wretched man can make me say such things.
It was my favorite play.
There, there, Winnie. Let us forget the Reverend. And John Pritchett? Would Slee like to open thy presents?
You will love it. We search for the largest one we can find.
A spider.
Tis adorable. What shall we name it? Tis the Reverend. Hide. Act as if we're not here.
They scatter.
Open the door.
We're not here.
Shh. Winifred opens their front door and sees a crowd outside.
Yes?
Winifred Sanderson. I will mercifully give thee one more chance. Oh. Atone for thy disgusting words and agree to marry John Pritchett.
Allow me a moment to reconsider.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
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 No.
Oh, praise God.
Blasphemy.
I apologize, Reverend. It is only she is so ugly and unpleasant.
Thou art some prize.
Take him, the devil.
No, it is true. He is quite odd. But how dare thou say so?
She cannot speak that way to a man.
I refuse to marry that lout. If I shall marry anyone, it will be Billy Butcherson.
Oh, Billy?
What? Why me?
Because we are soulmates.
Since when?
Since we shared that kiss in the graveyard.
She relishes in her petulance.
Correct. Goodbye.
Thou hast defied the authority of the church. If thou dost wish to continue in such flagrant disregard of all that we hold sacrosanct, thou shalt not do it here. A rotten apple quickly infects its neighbor. And we want no more like thee. I banish thee from Salem! Forever. Take the girls!
What?
No! No, no, no!
No. You can't do that! Take your hands off my sister!
Not anymore. The kind smiths have agreed to take thy sisters and turn them right.
Stop! No, and not take my sisters! No! Let it be!
Unhand me now!
Thou must have faith.
No!
This is for
Reverend Trask sees Winifred's spider on his arm.
My God!
Look at it!
Winifred breaks free.
Satan's pants!
Reverend, are you all right?
I'm not all right!
She tried to kill the Reverend!
Winnie! Quick, to the forbidden wood!
What is forbidden?
So they will not follow! Go!
With thy 8 legs of sin! It was on me! Find it! Stop touching me!
Winifred and her sisters, dark-haired middle child Mary, and the youngest, blonde-haired Sarah, run into the gloom of the Forbidden Wood.
Keep up! Stay close!
They run on and find themselves in a large clearing.
Where are we?
I do not know. I've never been this deep into the woods before.
I do not like this place.
Perhaps we should form a calming circle.
They join hands, breathe deeply, then start to spin.
Think soothing thoughts, smell of fresh mud.
The Reverend screamed when he saw the spider.
The soothing of thoughts.
What was that?
The black and red bird is watching them. The Sanderson sisters huddle together. Then they hear distant singing. Looking hypnotized, Sarah breaks away from her sisters and starts to follow the sound. Winifred drags Sarah back. Then they see the bird watching them. The bird takes flight and morphs into a glamorous blonde witch who grabs Sarah by the neck and tries to feed her a potion.
Thou look a thirsty child.
Let her go!
The witch gives Winifred a sniff, then releases her looking stunned.
Why didst thou come into my woods?
I had no choice. They were gonna take my sisters.
Thou art different from the other children I have met. They feared thou wouldst corrupt them. New world, same story. But they were right to fear thee. Thy temper.
I do not have a temper.
Thy...
The witch inhales Winifred's scent.
Dost thou know why the commoners fear these woods? This is a very sacred space for witches. We come here to charge our magic, to make us stronger, more powerful. This altar is what makes Salem so very special.
Special? Salem is dreadful.
Only because it is run by fools! But one day Salem will belong to us.
Us?
The witch produces a skin-covered spellbook, and an eye opens on its cover. The book floats to Winifred.
Magic has a way of uniting things that ought to be together. Happy 16th birthday, child.
But I'm a witch. I know things. Go on.
The book is titled Manual of Witchcraft and Alchemy, and it's filled with illustrated incantations.
Cat transformation? Levitation spell? It's an apothecary book, like one of Father's. No, it is a spell book. Magikai Maxima,
the power spell.
Ooh, let's do this one.
Magikai Maxima makes a witch all powerful. It is most frowned upon. Doomed is the witch that uses this spell. Promise thou shalt never do it.
Why?
Because I said so. Besides, Book does not like it.
Do not worry, Mr. Book. I shall not do that spell, I promise.
But what if the cat one? That would be good to do to John Pritchett.
Thou art lucky to have each other. A witch is nothing without her coven.
Where is thy coven?
Long gone, I'm afraid. The world is not too fond of witches. Can't imagine why.
Perhaps because thou eateth children?
How else does one stay young and ridiculously beautiful?
How could I ever thank thee? She turned into leaves!
What will we do with it, Winnie?
Winifred smirks, then they hurry back to town.
Keep up!
Okay, Mr. Book. Shall we get some revenge?
The book opens and spins through its pages.
The spell of smoke and flame. Upon thy house so full of lies.
Ichitakoputunalika mystica.
Bring my wrath. May fire rise!
Lightning hits the Reverend's house and it catches fire. He stumbles outside and sees his home burning.
Wake up! Wake up!
Now they shall never take us! Now we'll be together forever!
Satan, we're carrying through the water! Oh, this is the work of the spider! Can you feel it? It's all around us! It's evil!
The title appears in golden, off-center letters, Hocus Pocus 2. The letters divide, and in the center of an O, present-day Salem appears.
I was just a little ghoul when I heard his name.
In bright sunlight, a teenage girl, Becca, is riding her bike through the quaint city streets. She's biracial and has natural curls cascading out from underneath her bike helmet. She passes a line of kids in Halloween costumes and a man wearing a pilgrim outfit. Up above, a blackbird seems to follow Becca as she cycles onto a high school campus. She rides under an archway, then she dismounts and locks her bike to a rack on the edge of the campus quad. Becca's friend, Izzy, who's Latina and wears glasses, hurries towards her waving a tiny balloon.
Happy birthday!
Did I get you?
Yeah, you got me. Oh, so my mom is, of course, thrilled you're sleeping over tonight.
Well, Susan loves an event.
Yes, she really does.
Oh, incoming. Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks.
So what are you guys doing tonight?
Birthday rituals, scary movie marathon, same as every year, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Finn. Sorry I'm late. I decided to have two breakfasts. Oh, and you gotta come check out Ryan's car. We covered the entire thing in tinfoil.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Mike, come on, let's go.
Come on.
Well, that's a start, right?
Why would she ask about her plans? She knows what we're doing.
Maybe she was hoping you'd invite her? Because if she wanted to hang out with us on my birthday, she'd probably have hung out with us one other time. In the last 4 months.
I know, but still, it's our tradition.
Izzy looks back.
Yeah, maybe.
In science class, Becca puts a turquoise rock down on her workstation.
What do you need good luck for?
$10 says we have a pop quiz today.
Their other friend, Cassie, who's white with long brown hair, sits down nearby.
Hey, Cassie. About tonight, I was...
Dude, it's gonna be awesome.
What is?
Our party at Cassie's. You're coming, right? We invited the whole grade, even Glenn. Yo, Glenn! Glenn!
What?
So, Glenn.
You're throwing a party tonight?
How is that even possible? Your dad would never let you do that.
It was my idea.
I told you I wanted to talk to him about it first.
Oh, do you guys want to talk now?
No, it's fine. We don't have anything to talk about. Have fun at your party.
Becca, come on.
Are you guys going to be busy doing witchery? What? The three of you used to do witch stuff every Halloween.
It's not witch stuff.
And what's that?
A good luck charm in case there's a pop quiz.
Well, I hope not, because I didn't do the reading.
Good morning, ghouls and goblins. In honor of Halloween, I've prepared the scariest class possible. A pop quiz.
You knew that was gonna happen.
Mr. Wilkie's a jerk. Of course he'd give us a pop quiz on Halloween. I made an inference.
Is that a spell?
Okay, let's begin. Focus.
Becca whispers at Cassie's boyfriend, Mike, who looks alarmed.
Tempe, soy riso, aqua fava, garbanzo, cacao, spirulina, cremini.
Say, Jack!
What did you do?
Everyone, settle down.
She was muttering some weird, scary language. Right, babe? You heard it.
It did sound like you said Satan.
I said Satan. I was literally listing vegan food.
See? She admits it.
That's enough. Mike, Becca, principal's office, now.
Great.
Quiet down.
Izzy sees Cassie looking sad. Becca's now sitting in a corridor watching a secretary in a ladybug costume straighten up the fall foliage trim on the edge of her desk. Becca smirks. Then she sees Cassie walking towards her.
Making sure Mike doesn't get lost.
Cassie leans against the wall, looking irritated.
Look, your dad is going to find out about your party, and when he does, you're going to be grounded until at least college.
Why do you care? You're not even coming.
I'm not coming, because we just heard about it from Mike.
As if that would have made any difference.
Hey, you finished your test pretty fast.
Can't believe you guys are still doing the birthday ritual. We started doing that, what, when we were like 5?
We get it, Cassie. You're too cool for it now.
Guys, come on.
Saturday detention. Thanks a lot.
The ladybug secretary.
Principal's ready to see you now, Becca.
Students flood the corridor. Becca heads for the principal's office, and Izzy walks away. The streets are filled with food stands and fairground games, all themed for the Salem Scare Fest. Becca and Izzy pass through and see people milling around wearing Halloween costumes.
This carnival gets crazier and crazier every year.
Oh, wow.
Cassie made it on the billboard this time.
Huh.
You know, Cassie's family dates back to the witch trials. Must be why this is Mr. Trask's favorite holiday. Ugh.
Trask looks like the Reverend.
Looks pretty good.
Kinda... Izzy?
Mr. Trask, how's it going?
How are you? Someone's got a birthday. Someone's got a birthday, right?
Yes.
Are you heading to your secret circle?
We actually don't call it the secret circle anymore.
Oh.
Felt a little bit dramatic.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh my gosh. Remember when Cassie would bring like 10 flashlights with us?
Mayor Trask laughs maniacally.
Did you say 10?
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, she's the best. Oh, where is Cassie?
She's running late. Oh. She had a mascara crisis. Right.
Mascara? Is everything okay?
Oh, no, she'll be fine.
Okay. Well, listen, are you going to the magic shop?
Yeah.
Can you pass out some of these campaign flyers for me? I would really appreciate it.
Sure, yeah.
I'm gonna see you at the festival tonight. Look at this. Am I gonna see you here? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's gonna be a good one, because guess why? Guess who's coming back from Boston? Sandy's Candy Cauldron.
What?
You don't remember Sandy's candy cauldron? Oh, come on, she was the best. And then she got so busy because she went on something called GMA, which is like some acronym for fancy people. I don't really get it, but you know.
Good morning, America.
But I got her to come back. And listen, you have to have one of her caramel apples. It'll change your life. Promise me?
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Oh, would you mind just taking the rest of these?
Sure.
Thanks, guys.
All right, later, Mr. Chad.
See ya.
He really is the nicest man alive.
I know.
It's kind of sad he doesn't realize Cassie kicked us to the curb.
In the magic shop.
People of Salem, gather around. I am Gilbert the Great. Here to terrify and amaze you with the most bone-chilling legend of All Hallows' Eve. That of the Sanderson sisters.
A spotlight.
The Sanderson sisters were the most powerful coven that ever lived, thanks to Winifred's Book of Spells.
You really don't want people opening that book, huh?
That's not to keep people from getting in. No, it's to keep the book from getting out.
A jet black cat.
That very book contains the recipe to the potion the sisters used to kill Emily Binks on Halloween night 1693. And that same night, the three witches hanged, but not before they cast the curse! That if a virgin should light the black flame candle on All Hallows' Eve with a full moon in the sky, the Sanderson sisters vowed they would one day return to take revenge on all of Salem.
What's a virgin?
That is a person who has never lit a candle. But perhaps
the sisters have already returned.
29 years ago, on Halloween night, some swear they saw three figures fly across the moon.
Sounds like someone had a little too much candy.
Well then, how do you explain this? Behold, the black flame candle burned to the wick.
Ooh, so the witches have been walking among us for 29 years. Look out, everybody.
No, man. The candle's magic only brings them back for one night. They disappear at sunrise, okay? Just, can I finish this? Thank you.
But if the candle's melted, then no one can light it, and they can't come back, right?
You are right. They cannot return. Mm-hmm. That is, unless there is another candle.
Witches are real! All gonna die!
And if you, too, would like to try your hand at resurrecting the Sanderson sisters, black flame candles are half off for Halloween.
The cat startles Becca and Dizzy.
So, what can I get from my favorite customer?
Just this.
What? That's it? But it's your birthday. You can't just come in here for one crystal like it's any old Tuesday. You know, legend has it, it's on the 16th birthday that a witch gets her powers.
And like most legends, I'm assuming that's based in some sort of patriarchal fear of female aging.
Yeah, probably that too. But either way, I have a gift for your empowerment.
Ooh.
Just the thing for a young mystic.
A gray, misshapen candle.
Ew. It looks like it drowned.
Well, looks aren't everything. Besides, I charged that candle with a very powerful magic. Just for you. It's perfect for your birthday ritual. It's on the house. And speaking of trolleys, you know, if you're looking to kill some time before your birthday plans.
We're not doing the ghost tour.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry, it's just we basically know it by heart. Ooh, free stuff. What are these?
Angelica leaves. You burn them to lift curses. You should take some. For you never know when you may be cursed on Halloween. Hey! You don't taunt the devil book?
In the historic district.
You know, I still don't get why you chose the creepiest part of the woods to have our ritual.
I just kind of felt drawn to it. And besides, it's nice to be in the comfort of nature.
The park behind my house has great nature, too. But you know who did? Glenn.
He is a phenomenal dancer.
Yes, exactly. It's really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is shopping for snacks for the movie marathon, and she keeps sending me blurry pictures of cookies.
She's just trying to help.
I know, but it's just like, buy the cookies, Susan. Who cares?
They're sitting in the clearing in the Forbidden Wood. Izzy lays down a photo of herself, Becca, and Cassie.
What? Felt like we needed her here with us.
In the photo, the girls are younger and all smiling, with their arms around each other. Becca studies it, then she lays it face down alongside Gilbert's crooked candle.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Becca lights the candle between them, then she looks up at Izzy.
Another year begins anew, maiden, mother, and crone too. We call on thee with one request, help our intentions manifest.
The candle's flame crackles and begins to spark.
Wait. You won't go out.
Becca throws water on it.
Thanks a lot, Gilbert. Almost started a forest fire.
They settle themselves. Then the candle reignites with a black flame.
What the? How was that?
The black flame stays lit. Becca and Izzy hear distant singing.
Izzy?
Becca?
Why is everything so quiet?
I don't know.
The ground begins to shake, rattling rocks and ripping the carpet of fall leaves. A mysterious wind blows in, and Izzy and Becca's hair ripples around their faces.
What is that? What is that? Why is everything? What?
The black flame keeps burning, unbothered by the wind. Then it sends a red spark onto the forest floor. Izzy take cover behind a fallen tree. The candle's red spark zips across the forest floor, opening up the earth. The spark splits into three, sending up a swirl of dust and leaves. Then the clearing's plunged into darkness.
Are you still here?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a moon?
Two lightning flashes.
What's going on?
I don't know.
It's lightning, right? Yeah, it's lightning.
Lock up your children! Yes, Salem, we're back!
Are those the Sanderson sisters?
Winifred sings.
We were running wild and so reviled, raising Cain until we got exiled. But times are changing, now we're on the attack. Yeah, the spell is gonna hit ya, cause the witches are back.
What do we do?
I don't know, but I literally can't stop watching them.
Is it?
Yeah, the witches are back. Stone Cold Meanies.
How is this happening?
Candle, virgin, moon.
Becca and Izzy run away, leaving the Sanderson sisters singing.
Witch, the witches are back.
Who are they performing for?
You!
You!
Well. Good work, sisters. How convenient. Two little mortals ripe for picking. Come, sisters. If we intend to live past sunrise, we have to brew the life potion and steal their souls.
In the magic shop, Winifred's spellbook struggles against its restraints.
Where is this beacon of light? Have I been forsaken? I
cannot steal their souls without him.
Sister Mary, yes, help me, help me.
Yes, yes.
Oh, help me. Yes. Where was he last seen? Retrace our steps.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, oh my God. If my memory serves me incorrectly, we were in the cottage. The boys were in the cages, and that's when that sunrise tricked us. Fate sunrise.
This time there will be no trickery.
No way. No trickery. This time, if we see a teenager, we will kill it.
Wait, wait, we're not teenagers. No, we only look young, but really we're 40.
40? Ooh, 40.
Old folks, huh?
Fine physician.
I must
I
say.
It's so quiet.
Really? They're aged.
Yeah, I mean, we eat young souls all the time. That's, we're just like you guys. That's why we brought you back. You are our idols.
Really? Idols?
My favorite word. Thou dost worship us.
Of course.
Which one do you like the best?
They don't say
it's a lie.
I know.
Get
I know.
In line.
And great news. You don't even have to brew the potions anymore. You could just buy them.
Buy them.
Yes, we have a whole youth and beauty industry. You know, shops where you can go buy all sorts of serums and lotions.
Lotions. Like potions.
Potions?
Yep, yep, just like potions, except better because the souls are already mixed in.
No more luring children to their demise?
No. They're already demised.
Oh, that's a great time hack. Thank you kindly.
I delighted in the luring. 'Twas my only job. Alas.
Sisters, let us confabulate.
Oh, confabulate.
The Sanderson sisters huddle up. Mary raises her head and barks. Winifred raises her head.
And break. Lead us to thine apothecary.
No.
Toot sweet.
Walgreens.
Here we are.
Tis powerful indeed. Look. Observe, sisters, it glows from within with a sickening light.
Yeah, that's fluorescence for you.
Winifred.
Fluorescence? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, I think we knew her.
Yes. I think she was in the palace coven.
Oh, she was fierce.
Oh, my Lord, such a lie.
Winnie, the gates, they parted for her.
Oh, she must be very powerful.
Well, so am I.
Winifred cautiously makes her way through the drugstore's two sets of sliding doors. Sarah and Mary hesitate, then follow her in.
I'm just gonna...
No, she went. Okay, I'll give her a try. Oh!
Beautiful.
Look at it, Queen. This is an apothecary. This doesn't look a thing like Barbara's apothecary.
Right. It's
not your mother's breath.
And it is enormous.
All right, so children's souls.
Children's souls.
That would be aisle four.
I'll say be alive. Where are the potions?
Look at the numbers in the sky.
Oh, in the sky.
The, no, you fool. She means the sign. They beckon me.
The sisters zigzag away.
Yes, we're right behind you. Just look for anything that says
youth.
Okay, what's going
on? Move!
I love that. It works every time. So, where on earth are you two delicious morsels going, huh?
Nowhere. No, not running away. We're just giving you some space.
Oh, no, I don't want space.
Oh, come on, my friends, let's get closer. Closer, right? So I can be close enough, just in case I decide to eat you. Soup's on. Shall we? Dinner for three.
Winifred opens a container of baby face anti-aging cream. She drinks some, then Mary does the same.
Delicious. Floral with a woodsy finish.
Tis tinkly. My favorite feeling. That means it's working.
Look, tis the face of a child.
A newborn. Oh, sister, what does it taste like?
Raspberry.
I have a bite. Don't taste
me. Help these.
Should we? Tell them?
No. Retinol. What a charming name for a child.
Okay, we should get some salt. Why? So we taste better when they eat us? No, because it protects against dark magic. At least that's what Gilbert says to get people to buy it. Gilbert? Really?
Are you the Sanderson sisters?
Three teens are standing behind them wearing Sanderson sisters costumes. The real witches walk towards them.
Perfect. Okay, now go here. Okay, okay.
Coffee.
We're obsessed with those looks.
Can we take a photo?
One snaps a photo with her cell phone.
So good.
So good.
We are ravishing. Oh, we are very fetchy. Foxy.
Yeah, see? The lotions work.
Why are these children dressed like us?
Well, because they also worship you.
Thank thee. Although all my flattery will not save thee when it comes time for me to fricassee ya. Uh-oh, Winnie.
They look up and see their distorted reflections in a domed security mirror.
The little box slide.
How many children's souls are in those potions? How many souls?
Zero.
The Sanderson sisters turn and glare at Becca.
Teenager.
No, no, he's just confused. Don't listen to him, okay? Look, trust me, you look amazing. The potions work. It's just bad lighting.
Pass the lesson!
That's not good. Okay.
And curse thee!
Becca runs and collides with Izzy.
I didn't know what to grab. I just grabbed everything.
Ah, there they are. Say hello to Satan for me.
Becca spills salt, which deflects Winifred's magic bolt.
Oh, salt can do that? No, it's... Oh, my God. We gotta get out of here.
Holy Lucifer. Wow. How did she do that?
What
can I? We need my book. We must brew the life potion, or our fate will be sealed at sunrise.
Again.
Oh, Mary, I cannot take another minute.
You want to hit me? Oh.
Yes. Winnie, we already drank the life potion.
Simpleton, those were a hoax. We're wasting time. We must fly.
Fly. On what?
A broom.
Just like my old one.
Well... What about us? There's only one?
Bats and beetles! Find something! Anything! We must fly!
Sarah flies on a moth.
Winnie! My groomies are misbehaving! Uh-oh! Winnie! I'm surfing, cowabunga!
Mary flies with two Roombas strapped to her feet.
Winnie! What unholy dance off I'll do it! They were the only groomies left! The man said, be careful, they have a mind of their own. He's right. But stop it. Sit.
Sisters, focus. We must fly to our ancestral cottage, get book, and brew our potion.
Then what, Winnie? Then what?
Then we run amok in Salem. Amok.
Stop that.
Don't make me come over there with this brew.
Gilbert, who's a dapper 30-something African-American man, is walking through the empty magic shop swinging his keys. Izzy barges into the store with Becca following behind her.
Gilbert, where did you get that candle?
We have to get the book out of here. The witches will be here any second. Ah! The book is alive.
He woke up?
Gilbert runs to the book.
Hey, buddy.
Guys. Know each other?
Hey, remember me?
Yeah, it's Gilbert.
Well, Gilbert the Great, because I earned the title now with my knowledge of magical and the occult. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's so incredible. I can't believe this.
The book sends a dazzling beam into the sky.
I can't believe it worked.
Shut up!
What were they like?
No, what do you mean it works?
Did they sing? Because, you know, they love to sing.
Wait, you knew that was a black flame candle?
Look, I am so sorry I had to trick you, but you mean I couldn't light the candle myself. It wouldn't have worked.
Well, why not? Oh, ew!
Why would you do this? They're evil!
Well, only because they had to be. You know, They were ahead of their time, and they were misunderstood. They had the whole world was against them. But now, look, everybody loves them. Look at all this stuff.
At last, back to our squalid, verminous abode. Home, sweet.
No. Where are all the cobwebs? And my rat tails.
Uh-oh. Winnie, hold me. Oh, it no longer smells like death. Now it smells like...
clean linen. Yeah, we have a plug-in for that.
A boy.
Hi, I'm Gilbert the Great, and I am your biggest fan.
My book.
The book floats, then falls.
Oh, my darling,
is it Jim? Did he break anything?
Oh, my darling. Oh, I missed him. Oh, my beautiful book. How's your eye?
Where are my lucky rat tails?
Uh-oh. Winnie, look. I found the two 40-year-old teenagers.
Oh, Winnie, can we kill them now?
All in good time. A quick death would be too kind for these two. Here, hold my darling, and don't drop it like you just did.
Thank you.
Them in that dungeon.
My pleasure.
A dungeon?
Becca and Izzy are tossed into the basement.
Bye-bye. Good work, Manny.
Wait, can we talk about this?
No.
None shall see or hear me shout. Heed my word. There's no way out.
Winifred slams the trap door and obliterates the stairs.
That's a big ol' yikes.
Oh, sisters, haven't lost my touch.
Whatever those two may have done, I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. Maybe we can... There's windows.
Window.
Yeah. No, okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to bring you back ever since I saw you that night.
That night?
What night?
Halloween, 1993. Not a great year for me. Bunch of bullies stole all my candy. But then, I saw you. And I chased you all the way to the cemetery.
The witches burst into light.
Bye-bye.
But I was too late. Oh, my. You're very close. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, I wanted to know for sure, so I went to see if the candle was lit, and I found a book. He was awake. He showed me how to make another candle. I mean, it wasn't pretty. But...
Oh, my beloved book. I knew thou wouldst have a plan to bring mommy back. La, la, la. And now, at long last, it is time to conjure together once more.
And what are we conjuring exactly? Perhaps something fun.
Silence!
Winnie.
What is it?
'Tis the Reverend.
He's alive? Of course not, you ninny. Must be a descendant. Who is this man?
Best the mayor.
Incomprehensible. 300 years later and the dark cloud of trash still looms over Salem.
Well, I told you we should have the entire family when we had the chance.
We tried, but we were too young and too weak. Mother said one day witches would rule Salem, and what have we done instead?
Died? No, Mommy. Come back to Mommy. You're getting very worked up.
You know, deep breath. Perhaps maybe like a calming circle might.
I don't know about that.
I read Reverend Trask's journals. He wrote all about you.
All nice things, I hope.
Not really.
Now, just spitballing here, but maybe we could make a life potion?
I'm done with fiddling potions. Okay. If we were the most powerful witches on Earth, nothing could stop us. Not teenagers, not Trasks, not the Infernal Sun. Sisters, It has been decided. We are doing the Magikai Maxima, the power spell.
But Winnie, you promised you'd never ever do that spell.
That was 300 years ago. That promise has expired.
Winifred opens her spell book and it shuts itself. She tries again and again, but the book keeps closing.
You got it.
I don't think he cares for that spell.
The book has opinions?
Oh, Oh, no, no, not your teeth. They're your calling card.
Help me, help me, Betty.
I have mixed feelings about
helping. Just grab it. Come on, help me, you idiot.
What is happening?
Resistance is futile. Show me the power spell.
It opens.
The power spell. Beware the power spell, for it is most dangerous. Oh, fie, we have no time for warnings. Ah, at last. Oh, my Lucifer's hangnail. An incantation has to be recited 7 times. Oh,
don't you hate those? I mean, one flub and that must start all over again. It's like you're getting in the groove.
How's that kind of tide? Oh, must be done in a sacred place. Oh, sacred place. We are not allowed in those.
Not one of their sacred places, you nitwit. One of ours. The Forbidden Wood.
That's our spot. It's sacred?
What else do we need? The head of a lover.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be a bummer because all of our lovers are gone.
Oh, but we could find new ones.
Nonsense. We'll simply dig up my old lover, Billy Butcherson.
Okay, sure. But, you know, Billy was my lover.
Oh, Sarah, you were just playing. Let's see what else. Witch's butter, juice of an Aurelia berry, one petrified spider, and
one drop of thy enemy's blood.
Ooh,
God, don't you love it when the recipe requires blood?
That reminds me, Gilbert. Dost thou have the Sanderson hourglass?
Gilbert hesitates.
No, actually, no, I don't think I do.
No problem at all. If you don't have it, we'll just have to kill thee.
Oh, you said hourglass with an H. Yes, no, that I do have, actually. Yeah, I think I misheard you when you said it before. Beth. I thought you meant it.
The black cat appears.
The Binks boy, he lives?
That's just Cobweb, he's my cat.
I know, tis really the Zachary.
Die, wretched feline.
No, don't kill him! I have your hourglass.
Now do for me what I ask. My life depends upon this task.
Oh, what was that?
Let's call it a binding contract. You shall gather all the ingredients and bring them to the Forbidden Wood. And we shall sniff out the blood of our enemy.
The Reverend.
The Reverend there. And if you fail, you forfeit your life with the last grain
of this sand.
Gilbert hurries away.
Best of luck, Gilbert.
Oh, and Wilbert, I made thee a list. Thy life depends upon it.
Oh, you just had to keep that hourglass, didn't you?
Wait here while I go to find that wretched Trask. And darling, be sure to come to me when I call. Sisters, come along. The mayor's blood awaits.
Oh my God, they're gonna kill Mr. Trask. Once they do that power spell, I think they're gonna kill everybody. Okay, not to freak out, but the idea of a vengeful maniac obsessed with getting revenge on Salem becoming an invincible, all-powerful vengeful maniac obsessed with getting revenge on Salem sounds very bad for Salem.
We have to tell Cassie.
Okay, do you think she'll even answer?
Come on.
Cassie's at her party wearing a zombie umpire costume. She sees Becca's name on her cell phone screen and accepts the video call.
Becca? The Sanderson sisters are back and they're coming after your dad.
Becca, I can't hear. Are you there? I think you might be covering your camera. I can't see you. Are you coming over?
Hey, babe.
Hey, can you go check on that baby?
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You. Becca? Hey, Beck.
Oh, she can't hear us.
It's a butt dial. Awesome.
Okay, I guess the curse covers bones, too. There's no way out of here.
Yes, there is. Angelica leaves. They lift curses. Hey, if candles can bring back the dead, why can't potpourri bring back the stairs? Okay.
Okay, head of a lover. How am I gonna dig up a whole grave in time? I am so dead. That's not 6 feet under.
Billy Butcherson emerges from his grave. He's a skinny zombie with stitch marks around his lips.
Who are you?
Zombie! Killer zombie!
Stop! I am a good zombie. I'm not even chasing thee.
Stay back!
And don't try to eat my brains.
Why would I? I simply wish to know why you were digging up my grave.
And I simply wish to know why you're alive.
But because I was woken up and never put back to sleep. Well, I've been awake since... How long ago was 1993?
Wait. Were you there that night? Mm-hmm. With the Sanderson sisters?
Unfortunately.
Well, guess what? They're back. Again. Oh, no, 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 wait! I need your help. I'm doing a spell to kill Winifred. For good. I mean, don't you want to pay her back for poisoning you and sewing your mouth shut?
Thou knoweth how I died?
Well, yeah. Everyone knoweth the legend of Billy Butcherson. I mean, you were Winifred's lover, and you cheated on her with Sarah, so she killed you.
What? No, no! No, 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 that is not what happened. I shared one kiss with Winifred. One! Oh, she has sullied my name for eternity.
Well, if you help me gather everything I need for the spell, I will tell everyone the truth about you. So what do you say? Partners?
They shake hands, then Billy's hand snaps off.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There we go. Right as rain.
The Sanderson sisters and Mary's two robot broomies have arrived at Salem Scarefest.
Corn, I smell corn.
Step lively.
We are looking for the mayor.
Trask's waiting in line for a caramel apple.
Have you had these before?
Oh, get ready. Get ready.
Oh, my. Have you seen the mayor?
Have you seen the mayor?
Someone bobbing for apples.
Come on, how are you?
Look at, they're drowning a man. How charming.
I like this festival.
He has an apple in his mouth. Perhaps they're gonna roast him on a spit. My roomies would love this. Let me get the girls. Right up there they are.
Sweet. They have a mind of their own.
In the basement of the magic shop, Becca lights a match. Then she lays it down on the dust left behind by the stairs. The dust catches fire and burns quietly in front of them. Becca eyes Izzy.
Now what?
Poison apple! Poison apple!
Winifred approaches a woman in a witch costume.
Would you like a poison apple?
Oh, thou must never announce that they are poison, sister. No one will eat them if they think they're deadly. Amateur.
That looks scrumptious. Maybe I could just have one.
No eating until we find the mayor!
Sorry.
Shut up! Come!
Izzy.
Maybe we do a hand-wavy thing, like the witches do? Lift the curse and let us out.
Izzy nudges Becca, who reluctantly joins in.
Lift the curse and let us out. Lift the curse and let us out.
Becca's palm glows blue, then the stairs materialize in front of them.
Gilbert was lying about this stuff. We need to get Mr. Trask somewhere safe. We should probably get that book away from the witches. Okay, I'll call him and you find the book.
Got it.
Trask's cell phone rings.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Trask. It's Becca.
Oh, hey, Becca.
Sorry to do this, but Cassie's throwing a party.
Oh, fun. Where?
At your house.
What?
With boys.
You should get home as soon as possible.
I'm sorry, would you mind saving my place in line?
Yeah, my daughter's about to ruin her future.
Okay, he's safe now.
book, where would it be?
Cobweb meows in the direction of the bookshelves.
Cobweb, you genius!
Becca begins working her way along the bookshelf, checking each volume. Winifred's spellbook is the very last one, and its eye darts frantically as Becca gets closer. A bead of sweat runs down its patchwork skin cover. Then Becca grabs it and pulls it off the shelf.
I got it! Come on, come on!
The book floats upwards. The book goes back.
What was that all about?
They must have put a spell on the book or something. Now what?
We need to get to Cassie's before the witches do.
Winifred.
Remember, stay the course.
Stay the course.
Absolutely no more distractions. Say it after
me. Hey, it's the Sanderson sisters. All right, looking good. I bet you're looking for the stage.
Always.
And I said, Sanderson? You Sanderson, you Broderson.
Ooh, look at this. One last challenger emerges in the Sanderson Sisters Costume Contest. Looking good, fellas. Very authentic.
Thank you. if these are all worshippers,
then this must be the altar.
All right. Let's give it up for... Hey, Winnie, what do you call yourselves?
The Originals.
How original. Well, you're pretty late, so back it up with the other finalists. Back it up.
Is that what I look like? Damn, girl, we look foxy.
Oh, hello, me.
Hello. Winifred to a drag queen.
Hello, me.
Lose the teeth.
Mind your business, girl.
All right, people. Thanks, Pilgrim. Howdy. You're doing great. We have a winner. Scary drum roll, please. Roll the drum.
A roll. Oh, a roll sounds delicious. Can we go?
We cannot go. We're about to win whatever this is.
And put your hands together for...
Oh, look, surprise.
The Sandersonettes!
A group of young women in costume win the prize.
What sayest thou? No, for the gleam of error. Be gone. They do not want you here. See, they despise you. Be gone, be gone.
Hey, so get a grip, you lost.
Winifred hurls the award at a judge.
What a witch.
People of Salem, we have come for the blood of thy mayor.
Ooh, they're doing a bit. That's right, girls. Take all his blood.
With pleasure. But where is he?
Where is he?
Observe, sisters. The villagers do not wish to comply. Whatever shall we do?
Oh.
We can give them a spell.
Put them under a spell.
Rewitch them.
Rewitch them.
What a brilliant idea.
Thank you so much.
Clear the altar, all of you. Clear my stage. And you, try to keep up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Winifred sings.
One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get ya, get ya, get ya, get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna get ya, get ya, get ya, get ya. One.
The crowd sways on Winifred's command, looking hypnotized.
I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet ya, meet ya, meet ya, meet ya. One day, maybe real soon, I'm gonna meet ya. I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya. I say into high, alpha, maybe up and down. In come a Koryama. Hey,
hey,
ha.
The crowd claps.
Sister! One way or another, we're gonna find ya. We're gonna get ya, get ya, get ya, get ya. One way or another, we're gonna grab ya. I'll nab ya, I'll jab ya. One way or another, we're gonna snatch ya. I'm gonna catch ya, dispatch ya. One day, maybe next week, we're gonna grip ya. And then we'll trip ya.
Moves as one, and the witches follow them aboard their flying cleaning equipment. Becca and Izzy are riding a trolley.
Oh,
did we think taking Gilbert's trolley was a good idea?
It's the fastest way to get there, okay?
And it better all be clean by the time I get back, young lady. I love you.
The Scarefest audience dances along the street with the Sanderson sisters flying above.
Hey, guys, why are you going so slow?
Wretched villagers, useless even when bewitched. Ben out! Find him!
Find him!
Find the mayor!
Winifred peers in a living room window and sees a couple watching Hocus Pocus.
Face.
Shove it,
Satan. Okay, come on, Cassie.
Cassie rejects Becca's call.
Oh my goodness, Cassie would just answer her phone.
Mary scares a child in bed. Mary screams too. Trask tries to rejoin the Carmel Apple line.
Please, please, please. Devil Angel.
His apple's being eaten.
Really?
Sarah swings across the sky aboard her floor mop with her red cloak billowing.
Sarah, stop bubbling!
Come to Billy.
Oh. Gilbert's list.
Ah! Look what I found!
Great job, buddy.
Mike, scared by a cackling witch toy, unaware that nearby the Scarefest crowd is combing the streets. They're still dancing as one, and they whip their heads back and forth looking for Trask. Trask's way back in the Carmel Apple line, looking distressed as more and more are sold. The Sanderson sisters are still flying over Salem.
We looked everywhere. I give, I'm tired, Winnie. I need, like, a snack and a stool.
Oh, we could inquire with someone.
Inquire of who? Who would be stupid enough to lead three witches to the mayor?
Cassie, open up! Crazy witches are trying to kill your dad! Cassie!
What are you guys doing?
Where's your dad? Well, after he grounded me for the rest of my life because you ratted me out, he went back to the festival to get his apple. Mike?
Mike's running.
I told the end would work.
Oh, please. Because mere luck we stumbled upon the village idiot.
Are they?
We'll explain, but inside now.
Oh, my God.
Are those the Sanderson sisters?
Yeah, you saw them flying, right? So we don't need to explain that to you.
Come out, wherever you die.
Go, 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 go.
What is happening?
The Sanderson sisters bust down the front door and hurry into Cassie's house.
Spread out.
Winifred watches Sarah stretch out her arms and lower down into a split.
Not like
that!
He's serious!
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Who said that?
Winnie. There is a small woman trapped in that box.
I still don't understand. Is there something else I can do for you?
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you so much. Okay.
Trask joins the crowd.
Hey. This is a flash mob. You're in a flash mob. I watch these on TV all the time.
Well, you too.
I love them. I love them. Great.
Oh, I wish I knew the steps.
Hey!
Wow! Hey, I got tons of steps, man.
What am I doing?
I got
here?
Tons of routines.
Wait,
are we done? The choreo's out?
Here.
You guys should get an apple. That was well done.
Okay, where's my apple?
Hey! Whoa, 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 whoa! Who's got my apple? Whoa. Hey,
Sandy, no, no! Oh, come on, no, no!
Let's do it. All right.
We're gonna win us a spider.
Yes, we are.
Who? Not petrified, but
she won't
know
the
difference. Exactly.
Billy throws a ball. Gilbert celebrates Billy's win. Then he checks his watch and looks worried.
Yeah. You can do this. Just kind of believe in yourself.
We'll
you
get it.
All right. All right now.
Billy wins the game again.
On the legs. On the...
Cassie's house is in darkness. Inside, the door leading to the garage appears to swing open by itself. The Sanderson sisters poke their heads around the door. Becca watches them from a hiding place.
I smell children. Winnie, looky.
Feet.
Well, if it isn't. What's her name again?
Shishka Baby.
Shishka Baby. Oh, okay,
Edward. Edward.
How could it possibly be Edward, you silly woman?
It's Becca.
Becca. Well, goodbye, Becca.
You need the juice of an Aurelia berry for your spell, right? Well, this is all the Aurelia juice in Salem. Let me out of here, alive, or I will pour it out.
Verily, why art thou such a pest? Thus thou should die for Salem? What has Salem ever done for me?
No one in Salem has ever tried to kill my friends.
So lay thy burden down. It is unattractive. To hold a grudge.
You literally held a grudge for centuries.
And why not? That tyrannical trash tried to take my sisters. Oh my beloved sisters. Now give me that Aurelia.
Now!
Izzy and Cassie spread salt.
Kill him, Winnie.
Winifred hurls a series of magic green bolts, but each one is deflected by the salt circle. She watches each bolt bounce back and looks confused.
The salt blocks dark magic. Seeing as you're basically dark magic in human form, you're trapped.
Impossible.
Winifred steps toward the salt circle, then she hesitates and shoves Sarah towards it instead. Sarah hits an invisible wall. Winifred shoves Sarah again. Becca sips from her water bottle.
No.
Oh, this? Oh, no, this is just water. You've been tricked by teenagers. Again.
Let us bewitch them with song, and we will lure them into setting us free.
Good idea. Good idea. I'm up here, you're down there.
I'm down there. Really? I don't feel particularly warmed up yet. Had I known I was going to be down there, I might have...
Stop it!
Next time, do not tell people we wish to bewitch.
That we are about to bewitch them!
Gilbert hurries into the magic shop and finds the hourglass almost out of sand. He turns it over, but the sand goes backwards. Billy stumbles into the doorway and sees Gilbert. Then he extends his bony finger into an accusatory point.
She cursed you! You are not trying to kill them, you are helping them! You liar!
No! Wait! Billy! Please, stop! I need your head.
Well, take one of their heads.
Huh? It has to be you. You were her lover.
We shared one kiss.
Please, let me explain.
Gilbert pulls off Billy's head.
Stop! Unhand me! Don't just stand there. Get him! Follow the sound of my voice, you dustbag!
Mike.
I'm going to go ahead and inference that you're the one responsible for the Sanderson sisters being alive.
Okay, inference is a noun, not a verb.
Who cares? This is why you shouldn't mess around with that witchery.
Hey, I don't think she did it on purpose. You didn't, right? Are you kidding me? Of course I didn't. Gilbert tricked us into lighting the candle.
Gilbert did this?
Yeah. It's been kind of a crazy night. Which you would know if you'd have been there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't exactly feel welcome, you know, because you guys iced me out.
You ditched us.
What are you talking about? I kept asking you guys to hang out, and you would just flake or not respond.
Because everything you wanted to do involved Mike and his friends.
Yeah, it was like you suddenly had an entourage, and we couldn't hang out with you without having to hang out with them.
I didn't know you guys were mad about that.
How could you not know?
Because you didn't tell me.
Cassie, why would we want to hang out with people that just make fun of us?
I don't make fun of you guys.
Yeah, you call us witches and say that we're weird.
Yeah, because you hang out in magic stores and always carry around colorful rocks.
And I think it's weird, but I don't make fun of you guys.
Do you hear yourself? Okay, pointing out people's differences and saying that they're weird is making fun of them.
Mike's stunned.
Whoa.
Did you, like, really not know that?
No. I thought I was just making conversation. I've got so many people to apologize to.
It's okay.
Trask's car pulls up.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, Dad! Woo! Give me a second! Hold on! Mo, where are you going?
Ah, the sun! Oh, no! I don't want to die!
Oh, oopsie. Sorry. My mistake. It's just a very small bus.
Winifred sees Trask.
Oh. Ew.
Hello. Sorry. Cassie's party is over. It's time to go home. Yeah. It's an older crowd than I expected.
Wow.
You're the Sanderson sisters, right? Incredible costumes. You guys look amazing.
Oh, sew up your lips, you pious, pompous dunderhead.
Okay, we're giving a performance now. I love the commitment.
I love the resting witch face.
Do you want me to play along?
I could play the reverend, you know. I hate the Sanderson sisters.
Nah, that wasn't that great.
By the way, I'm not being a very good host. I haven't even formally introduced myself. I'm the mayor.
Ah! Wait, Dad!
Oh, another little trash. The bloodline continues.
Who are these women?
My worst nightmare. Oh, if only we weren't trapped.
What? Seriously, what's going on?
What a cruel world. We finally have the blood of a man in our nostrils, yet we are trapped in salt like a slab of corned beef.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, it's for your safety.
What is it for my safety? Stop. Stop. Grandfather says I'm in no mood. I have had an awful day. Do you know that? God knows what kind of unchaperoned house party you were throwing in there, and then I come home to, like, the gothic golden girls in my garage. What the heck? This has been a very bad Halloween.
Well, at least you got your caramel apple, right?
Oh. Okay, actually, I didn't, because after mine was stolen, I went back and Sandy had given away all of her apples, which I think is really unprofessional, right? So I didn't get an apple, so then I went to some Walgreens who turned out their lights. Which makes no sense. What Walgreens turns out their lights, okay? But you know what I got? You know what I got in the dark? This pathetic thing. This. Look at this. I don't even know if there's an apple in there. No, this is probably a caramel-covered matzo ball for all I know, but you know what? I'm gonna eat it and I'm gonna like it.
I feel bad. He's been talking about that caramel apple for weeks. I'm just glad he's safe.
The girls walk away. Mary's robot broomies trundle towards the garage where the witches are trapped.
Ready? Look!
I cannot. My eyes are misted over with the tragic tears of a lifetime of failure.
Look, my broomies, they hate mess. Do you see this?
They begin swallowing up the salt circle. The girls join Mike by the trolley.
Is your dad mad?
Very. He wants everyone to leave.
Well, we can hang out here. Watch out for the Sanderson sisters until sunrise.
Yeah, I'll tell my mom we're sleeping over at Cassie's. She'll be so happy. She misses you.
Aw, Susan.
Suddenly, Winifred snatches up Cassie and flies away with her. Becca raises her hands and her palms glow blue.
What was that?
I don't know.
No, we gotta get Cassie. They're going to the woods. Okay, let's go.
They run off down the street. Mike turns around and sees Billy's headless body. Mike passes out, and Billy's body shrugs. Billy's head is in the forbidden wood, watching Gilbert set out his ingredients.
The head of a lover, witch's butter, Aurelia berry juice, and a petrified spider, I guess. Well, I did it. I'm not gonna die.
Oh, they're still gonna kill you.
Gilbert sees the candle.
How did I kill them first?
The black flame's still burning, and Gilbert tries blowing it out.
The candle is what's keeping them alive. It won't go out until the sun rises, you dolt.
Well, there's no need for name calling. Cassie?
Ah, oh, Gilbert! Impeccable timing.
Hi.
Hello, Billy.
Yes. Hello, Billy.
Hello, you withering hag.
Well, if thou hast nothing nice to say.
She sews his mouth.
Good job, Winnie. Now we have everything we need.
No, not everything.
Not everything.
Cobweb watches Winifred's spellbook fly out of the magic shop. It glides straight into Winifred's hand.
There you are, my sweet.
Wait. Now, you said you need the blood of an enemy, but, I mean, she's not your enemy.
No, she has our enemy's blood.
Ooh, ouch, that's gotta hurt.
Okay, well, looks like you've got everything you need, so I think you just, like, maybe let her go, okay?
That's a good idea, Gilbert, but then how would we torture her, huh?
Cassie's tied up.
Now,
thank you for your assistance, Gilbert, for thou art now rendered redundant.
Oh.
Gilbert flies through the air.
Should we? No. Cassie.
Winifred releases the book, and it floats in midair over the potion ingredients.
Reveal the incantation. Sisters. I call upon this sacred land.
Ichitukapatamelikamistika.
Raise the power in my hand.
Ichitukapatamelikamistika.
North, the east, the south, the west.
Ichitukapatamelikamistika.
Give me more than I possess.
Ichitukapatamelikamistika.
Underneath the full moonlight. I sacrifice my love tonight. And in return, I ask of thee, Magica Maxima, give to me. I call upon the sacred land.
Becca and Dizzy take cover behind a tree and see the witches chanting in the clearing with Cassie tied up nearby.
Okay. Becca?
Becca's palms are glowing blue.
Oh my God. This all in the Walgreens, the leaves in the basement, Cassie's house. 16th birthday. You're a witch. That doesn't make any sense. None of what's happened tonight makes any sense. Okay, look, I'm sorry to have to rush this very big, very pivotal moment in your life, but do you think we can use your magic to stop them and save Cassie? I guess we're gonna find out. Okay, go get Cassie. Let's do this.
North, the south, the east, the west.
Becca wiggles her fingers, and the magical blue light ripples under her control.
Oh! Edward is a witch?
I knew she smelled off.
Becca hits Winifred with a hazy bolt.
This little witch against the most powerful coven in history. Sisters, who do you think is going to win?
Let me see. Could it be us?
She got her own coven, you witch!
Izzy and Cassie throw rocks at the witches, and Becca fires more magic bolts.
Stop
it! Kill him, Winnie! Kill him!
Sarah points her finger. Then she looks amazed as a magic bolt fires out. She points again and fires more bolts.
I am suddenly back. Powerful.
Mary fires a bolt.
Winnie, me too. Oh, I am also well suddenly powerful.
Becca to Izzy and Cassie.
Get out of here.
Go.
Winifred zaps Becca.
Stop dancing around, you fool. Get them.
Sarah zaps Winifred.
I beg your pardon?
I am not a fool. I am a good and loyal sister, and I expect to be seen as such!
Ooh, she laid it down. She's a good and loyal sister. Shut up and get going!
Of course, Winnie. With pleasure.
Go!
Post-haste, as is your
wife. I apologize for her. She just made it.
Don't get up.
The spellbook watches Winifred zap Becca again. Becca winces, then rises to her feet.
You don't want to do the spell. I know it may not feel like it, but you have a choice.
And what choice would that be?
I'm talking to the book.
The book's eye darts between Winifred and Becca. Becca holds out her hand, ready to receive it. Then Winifred looks horrified as the book floats away from her.
Book?
No! No! No!
Billy giggles as Becca runs away with the book.
Sister!
There she is! What? Oh, Becca! You're okay! I am so sorry. I should have just talked to you.
No, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have assumed. You're my best friend.
No, but I was the one.
This is so sweet, and I'm so happy this is happening right now, but can we please figure out a plan?
Great. Okay, is there anything that we can do? Magic High Maxima. No, I'm not like Winifred. I don't want to be all powerful. I just want to stop that.
Oh, I think it wants you to read the warning. Oh, the book is alive, by the way.
Beware the power spell, for it is most dangerous. Power is meant to be shared. To claim it all, a price must be paid. What is valued most dearly, thou shalt have to trade.
The book suddenly snaps shut.
What does she value most?
The witches are floating above them.
Look out!
Becca conjures a protective bubble.
Ah, sisters, observe. She has a new parlor chick. Shall we have a little fun?
Oh, I love fun.
The Sanderson sisters zap the force field with magic bolts. Inside the bubble, Izzy suddenly looks thoughtful.
Power's meant to be shared. Becca, give me your hand. I'm kind of in the middle of something right now.
Little witch, you cannot hide from our power.
Power is meant to be shared.
Winifred keeps firing bolts.
Becca, give me your hand! Come on!
Becca does it.
Cassie, come on!
Becca, Izzy, and Cassie join hands, strengthening the protective shield. The witches look stunned.
Even with your sisters just as powerful as you are, you still can't win!
This is my spell! They are mere parasites, leeches enjoying the spoils. I remain the most powerful one.
You couldn't even finish the power spell. And now it's too late. We have your book.
I do not need a book. Sisters, come. We will complete the spell without book. And once we do, your inconsequential powers will not protect you or your little friends or all of Salem from our wrath. Sisters, away!
The Sanderson sisters fly away. Then Becca, Izzy, and Cassie drop the shield, looking exhausted.
Did we just do magic? Wait, the warning. I think I know how to stop them. We have to tell them. Okay.
The Sanderson sisters are bathed in blue light, preparing to cast the spell.
It's time.
The final incantation.
I call upon this sacred land to raise the power in my hand from north, south, east, and west.
Come on, we've got to stop them before it's too late. Slow down, guys. Come on, Cassie.
Underneath this full moon light, I sacrifice my love tonight. And in return, I ask of thee, Magic Eye Maxima, give for me!
A column of magical light darts up into the night sky. Its power sweeps across the forest and spreads out towards Salem. Billy looks concerned. The light darts back into the cauldron, and the Sanderson sisters lower their arms.
The candle? Sisters, the flame is out, and yet we are
Still here!
Work, would it really? I mean, stellar work.
Yes. Beautiful work. I thank thee, sister.
This one.
And right. Now, we shall never die.
And all Salem shall fail!
They all fire magical bolts into the sky. Then they dance around the clearing in celebration.
Oh, madam, come here often. May I?
Delighted.
Becca, Izzy, and Cassie run towards them, and Winifred sees her book in Becca's arms.
Oh, look. Well, well, well. The little witch returns with her lackeys. What dost thou want here?
You should have read the warning.
Why, what pearls would book cast at my feet? I read none.
The power spell? It takes what you value most.
Silence!
When?
Thou art no witch. Thou art nothing but a silly child. Thou knowest nothing.
Winnie?
Sarah and Mary are disappearing.
Winnie? The wind is stealing my fingers.
Winnie!
Sisters!
Tis over? Oh, no! Oh, Winnie, please! Please don't forget us! Oh, and...
I know I was a favorite.
Stop! Wait! We're the ghost now! Wait! Oh, please! Don't leave me!
Art thou not coming with us?
Sarah reaches for Winifred with her fading hand. Winifred stares back helplessly and doesn't take it.
Oh, fare thee well, my sisters.
Yes, yes, and Winnie, sorrow is such sweet parting. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Sarah and Mary turn to dust.
Ah! Magicae Maxima! Confessio! Rescind the spell!
Winifred looks at the spell book.
Undo what I have done. I beg of thee.
Becca.
They were the price you paid.
Oh, not my sisters. My beloved, infuriated sisters. Why, they were my kin. Of course, I was the pretty one, but they were my passionate partners in unholy mischief. Oh, what fun we had. Oh, book, for old time's sake, can nothing be done?
The book tilts its eye downwards, avoiding Winifred's gaze. Winifred looks crushed and steps away.
My doing has been my undoing. My folly, my fate. Oh, what is this feeling? Oh, I think it is my heart. I fear it is breaking. Oh, I cannot bear this. I must find a way. My sisters.
Book?
I must find a way.
The spell book suddenly opens up and spins through its pages.
Thou art a new witch. Only a witch in her coven can manifest what is written. Please, wilt thou help me?
Wait, you're willing to give up your powers?
My powers are nothing without my sisters!
Becca, Book chose you.
We're with you. Okay. The spell for reuniting. Lost and gone and out of sight.
It's the Decapita Malica Mystica.
We cast the spell to reunite.
It's the Decapita Malica Mystica.
What is meant to be together will be now until forever.
Winifred spreads her arms and looks around.
What happened? Where are they? Didst thou speak the spell correctly?
The book shuts.
The spell doesn't bring them back.
It sends you to them.
Winifred looks down and sees green magic dust enveloping her hands. She watches her fingers start to fade. Then she leans back and laughs.
Oh, how marvelous.
Thank you. And how lucky art thou to have each other.
Sisters!
Winifred throws up her hands, and her body disappears into glittering red, yellow, and green dust. The dust becomes dazzling magical bolts, which knot together, then explode into white light. The white light hangs suspended around Becca, Izzy, and Cassie. Then it all disappears in a sudden pulse of energy. A cloud of dust plumes over the treetops, and the light fades in the clearing. A tear pools in the spellbook's eye. Then Becca, Izzy, and Cassie look around cautiously.
So, are they gone? Like, gone forever gone?
Like, gone as in never, ever, ever, ever coming back, right?
Yeah.
Stop, brothers and sisters! Don't worry. We're here to help.
Yeah, you're a little late for that.
Are they gone? Oh, thank God. Oh, I didn't know what I was gonna do. I was like, our first move is to come in bold, like, stop, brothers and sisters, and then, you know, no. Yeah. It's been like this the whole day.
Over here, you directionless skeleton sack.
It talked.
Billy twitches.
I can speak.
Come on, buddy. Just bringing your body to your head
I
here.
I am not speaking to you. Now give me my bones.
Okay.
Don't you drop me. No. I won't.
Wait.
Billy reattaches his head.
Oh, tis about time. Well, it would seem as though their final destruction undoes all the spells of that wretched troll, Winifred Sanderson.
Whoa. You're Billy Butcherson. Winifred's boyfriend. Oh,
actually, no.
Yes.
Actually, no.
But that's exactly what he said.
Nope. That is not the story. And I'm going to make sure everybody knows the truth, Billy. I promise.
Thank you. You're not nearly as vile as I thought.
Yeah.
But now,
I must bid you all good night. To my eternal rest. At last.
Sweet dream of my...
Becca, I owe you an apology. Actually, I owe all of you an apology, you know, for everything.
You know what, Gilbert? It actually worked out pretty good. Just no more magic candles. Deal?
No candle. Deal. Well, I guess probably take book back, you know, to the shop.
Actually, I think I'm gonna keep it. Book could use a new home.
Oh, it smiles.
Right?
Okay. I guess I should check on Cobweb. Seen a lot more action than he's ever seen in his life. I'm sure he's scared poopless.
Gilbert?
Some?
We'll see you at the shop?
Yes, you will. Discounts. Discounts.
Oh,
20%
wow.
Off. 10% off.
So, what movie do you guys want to watch tonight?
Wait, sorry. Are we not going to talk about what just happened tonight? Because I feel like I missed a lot.
Yeah, I guess if you consider resurrecting evil witches and then finding out your best friend is a witch and then helping her do a spell to get rid of them as missing out, then yeah, so you missed out. Or, you know, it's just a regular old Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
You were totally. Do you think Susan left those cookies out?
Oh, yeah. I'm starving.
Ah, me too. What a crazy day.
They do a zigzag walk like the Sanderson sisters.
Guys, what are we doing?
I don't know.
What? Wait, that's from the Walgreens. That's that walk from the Walgreens.
What are we doing? Oh, my God.
The black bird follows them. Credits roll alongside footage of Winifred, Sarah, and Mary singing into microphones in a recording studio.
So reviled, raising Cain until we got exiled. But
think you'll die. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
More credits appear, this time on a rolling scroll. audio description created by Iuno SDI Group, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Written by Lindsay West. Narrated by Laura Post. Inside the magic shop, Cobweb the Cat trots across the floorboards. Then he leaps up onto Gilbert's desk, then onto a bookshelf. Cobweb rubs himself against a box sitting on the shelf. On the front of it, one label reads 2567 and another reads BF Candle Number 2. Cobweb's yellow eyes narrow, then he fades to black.